man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you. discussion knows where it's at. The sort of land we have, the sirens, and everybody started to run. A jumping out of doors and tables. Well, I heard somebody shooting a gun. Well, the DA was pumped from my left hand, but she was a hole of my right. Well, I told her, don't get scared, cause you're gone off his bed. Well, I've got a reform given if I want to spend my living with her on to a woman in a black dress. Just a fine-eyed, beautiful soul. Well, but just one look, I was a bad mess, cause that long good woman had it all. Had it all. Had it all.
Hey, folks. Hey, thanks for your patience here. It took me a couple extra minutes here to get all the equipment fired up here at my North Dakota studio. As we launch off here into the Trump phenomenon, the live show, always painfully evident that this is a live show. And thank you very much here on August 14th, 2019. Following the Trump phenomenon, looking forward to probably a great event tomorrow in New Hampshire from Donald Trump. We'll be covering that right here, of course. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, dial now. I'll take your call right away if you call in. And let's see, what are some of the things we might talk about tonight? Donald Trump is, we talked about Hong Kong last night, and Hong Kong being a manifestation, really, of the Trump phenomenon. The people of Hong Kong don't want to live in slavery. That's what the Trump phenomenon is all about. Nobody wants to live in slavery. Nobody wants to live shackled by political correctness. Nobody wants to live in the Big Brother state of any ethnicity, including Chinese people. But that's what the people of Hong Kong are facing. They have their basically treaty of surrender with Great Britain, whereby Britain turned Hong Kong ultimately over to the tender mercies of Red China, Communist China. I think that takes effect, is it in the year 2047? So that's just, you know, that's just one generation away. 27 years, 28 years. That Red China will just gobble up Hong Kong. And, you know, communists, left-wingers, these people are not patient people. They're not nice people. They're nasty by nature. It's a good title, Nasty by Nature. So they want it now. And the people of Hong Kong are smelling, you know, or seeing on the horizon their own demise, that their children will live in a slave nation. And the, oh boy, how many people actually are in Hong Kong? Are we going to be facing the exodus of every person in Hong Kong to, guess where, folks? Yeah, that's right, that's right. How about, let's all go to the United States. I mean, let's look that up, how many people are in Hong Kong, because that's about how many will be wanting to get the hell out of there. And, of course, they have no right to come here whatsoever. Let's look up Hong Kong. And it is a population of, let us see here, get this screen close enough that I can see it. Oh, how about 7.5 million people. So you could figure, like the million people that cleared out of Vietnam. I think in just a matter of 1 or 2 years, a million people cleared out of Vietnam and ended up in Orange County, California. And they ended up taking over the shrimping industry in the Gulf Coast of Texas, Louisiana. wasn't that fun. So every one of these things, people of Iraq are going to relocate to the United States, Syrians relocating to the United States, Pakistanis, Nigerians, you name it. Anyway, let's get back to the theme here, which is Trumpism, the Trump phenomenon. The people of China, or Hong Kong, don't want to live in slavery, so they're protesting the Red Chinese government wants to be able to extradite them, people that get out of line, people that are, they want to be able to extradite people from Hong Kong, take them into Red China, and then do as they will with them in Red China. So the Hong Kong people, they smell the rat. They understand what this is, that they're not safe in their homes or in their city any longer if this goes through. So they're out in the street protesting peacefully. The Red Chinese government has its fingers into all the tentacles of power in Hong Kong. So they're enforcing, tear gassing people and rubber bulleting them and clubbing them in the streets. So this is very, this is a very interesting confrontation here. And all of this comes as Donald Trump, the only man in the world, the first national leader in the world, willing to stand up to the Chinese juggernaut. First one. You can't name another one. Name another national leader who has stood up to the Chinese dictatorship. Now, don't misinterpret when Donald Trump says nice things. I'm going to read you some of his tweets in a second. If he says something complimentary about somebody, whether it's Kim Jong-un or it's Xi Jinping or anybody, when he says something nice about somebody who's not such a nice person, doesn't mean that Donald Trump is a dumb bunny and doesn't get it, that he's dealing with a person who's not a very nice person. It's that Donald Trump understands power, he understands winning, he understands the art of the deal. He's dealt with some really unpleasant people for his entire career. And getting things done and winning in the process with very unpleasant people. I'll bet you in New York City, some of the construction or labor crews, maybe the cement industry in New York, or maybe the trash industry in New York. We've all heard some wonderful things about who runs those industries or who did or who, there have been some pretty unsavory things in New York. And somebody like Donald Trump's had to deal with those people. So, there you go. He's probably had to have lunch with some people that were not that great. Anyway, so we'll be reading some tweets from him today. What he's trying to do in China, of course, he's looking after America first. He doesn't want war. War is bad for America. He doesn't want an invasion of America. That's bad for America. He doesn't want economic collapse. That's bad for America. He wants everything good for America. He loves our country and he loves our people. So in China, what he would like to do is calm the, let's read the president. Why listen to Kelso? Let's listen to the president. And let's hit refresh. And here we are, 2 hours ago. I know President Xi of China very well. He is a great leader who very much has the respect of his people. He is also a good man in a quote, tough business, unquote. I have zero doubt that if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it. Personal meeting? Question mark. Now, folks, that's very well crafted, that paragraph right there. Notice there is, as he knows, of course, that President Xi, spelled X-I, President Xi will be reading this. So he will be reading, he's a great leader, he has the respect of his people, he is a good man. So that's, what is that at the start of a deal, okay, a negotiation? Okay, that's getting your person on the other side of the table to relax a little bit. and unclench their fists, smile. But then listen to the next sentence. I have zero doubt that, now listen to this clause, if, that word if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it. Wow, folks, there's a very deep philosopher in there, there's a very profound thinker who can follow the first sentence with the second sentence, with that conditional if. In other words, he's entertaining, well, maybe he doesn't want to solve it, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm supposing he wants to solve it. And so the president is putting this in effect as a challenge to Xi. Show the world that you really do want to solve it, because I know you can do it. I know you can do it, my friend, President Xi. So don't prove me wrong. Prove me right, that you're a good man, that you have the respect of your people, including people in Hong Kong. Those are Chinese people. And work this thing out. Don't do another Tiananmen Square. Don't roll the red Chinese tanks into Hong Kong. So, very nice tweet, very smart from the president. And then he says, personal meeting. Two-word sentence, question mark, personal meeting? This is the president putting himself on the line. He knows this is really, really important. I'm ready to go out and do my job. I'm president of the United States. I am, who did, Leonidas send to Thermopylae? Leonidas, as king of Sparta, did he need to go to Thermopylae? Did he need to stand at the head of his small contingent of troops, his best troops, at Thermopylae and face the impossible numbers of Persians? He didn't need to do that. He was the king. Does Donald Trump need to go meet with President Xi, risk himself? No, but he has a duty. He is like King Leonidas. He will go to the hot gates, which is what Thermopylae means in Greek. Thermopylae, the hot gates, the hot pylons. Thermopylae, that narrow pass along the coast. He is a leader like Leonidas. And like Leonidas, he is defending the Western world. When Leonidas stopped the Persians, he stopped the Asian invasion of Europe. The Persians went on to, you know, of course he died, but he defended us. We'll be back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be but a day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the gray.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And we got two callers hanging on the line here, Tom, Laura, and Art off the grid. And I'm going to start with Art off the grid in just a moment. Well, let's go to you right now. Art off the grid, are you there?
Okay, Mr. Kelso, if you'll bear with me, and hopefully without interruption, I think we're going to blow a little smoke up some buttholes here. Maybe this will wake folks up. There is this new piece of legislation introduced on 1-9-2009, and I'm doubting a whole lot of people have heard about this, but this is the S-66, also known as the Assault Weapons Ban of 2019, in which they discuss banning, outlawing, well, you get the idea. I did the math here. I went through, and they've got an actual full list of all the guns that fall into this category. And under the three categories, the first category, second category, and three category, all, you know, one is, you know, is two categories of different types. Well, one is...
Okay, but hang on, Art, hang on, before you get into microscopic detail. Oh, okay, so there's always a gun ban bill somewhere in the House or Senate. There has been one ever since you and I became adults. So that's not new news. What do you want to tell us here about something that is actually threatening right now, this minute, and has a good chance of passing?
That's what I'm going to get into if you don't interrupt me.
Hey, hang on. But Art, this is a short show. Just bing, bang, boom. Tell us. What bill, sponsored by whom, and what is its status? Don't give us all the detail and background. We don't have time for it, Art.
Well, the whole idea is there's 132 weapons on this list. Now, what I find disturbing, I know you love Trump, and I get it, but what disturbs me is his...
No, but wait a minute. Art, you're not answering my question. I'm listening. I'm not interrupting you. I'm asking
you
a question.
Yeah, you are.
No, hang on, Art. You know, it just takes one press of the button to take you off the air, okay? I want to know what big bill right now that is sponsored by key people in the Senate or the House, Republicans, what big threat do we have to our Second Amendment right now? What bill? What bill is this? Okay, all right. So Art, nobody needed to press a button. He just got all bothered, hot and bothered, and hung up. That's fine. That's fine. He's illustrating something there with his call. I don't mind. By the way, all manner of calls I appreciate. Art was illustrating something right there when he said, I know you're all in love with Donald Trump. Well, he's telling you a lot right there. I don't think he is. And I don't think he appreciates Donald Trump. And let me say this about Donald Trump and the Second Amendment so I can get to the subject at hand, the one I want to talk about. Donald Trump is not a threat to your Second Amendment. Donald Trump is the biggest defender of your Second Amendment and the most effective in our lifetimes. And he will continue to be that way. He truly believes in your right to keep and bear arms. Now, he has talked in the last however many days. He said we need to have background checks on crazy people. He's also said another sentence. He said is we don't need crazy people with weapons. And he said we need to find a way to not have crazy people with weapons. Okay, those statements are not threats to your Second Amendment. Those aren't pieces of legislation. Those aren't something that's going to pass. He's also added in his following sentence to those there. He said, I don't think we're going to get Democrats are going to be on board with this. In other words, he's not thinking something here is going to pass, that somebody is going to confiscate your weapons and cancel your Second Amendment. Donald Trump is not contemplating such a thing. Now, he's done something very brilliant, very creative. Think about it. Donald Trump has changed the subject from guns to crazy people. Right? Notice in all the gun confiscation things you've ever witnessed in your life, it's always discussion of, we've got to get rid of these assault weapons. We've got to get rid of these high-powered weapons. We've got to get rid of these, you know, guns that look like this, and these magazines, and so on, etc. Donald Trump has changed the subject. He's not talking about guns. He's talking about crazy people. Okay? And he's changed the whole discussion. And I haven't seen many people who notice this with this brilliant thing that he did. Part of the art of the deal. Change the subject to what you want it to be, not the one you don't want it to. He doesn't want a discussion of guns are a threat to us. We got to get rid of guns. He's saying crazy people, dangerous people, nasty people. These are a threat to us, and we need to address that question. I'll come back. Think about it for a moment during the break. I'll come back and tell you how brilliant that is. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Hey, we're back, folks. And let me tell you, this brilliant man, Donald Trump, in saying, we got to get guns out of the hands of crazy people, he has not opened us up to the destruction of our Second Amendment thereby. And the Democrats are not going to, some of them have already realized what he's doing here. And they've said, wait a minute, where this is going, the people that aren't going to be able to get guns if we go into background checks, if we go into character references and so on. Hey, it's our people, our voters, who are not going to be able to get a gun. You folks out there in the audience, if there is some kind of, and by the way, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there are going to be any background checks. But if there were, would you pass? Of course you would. You're a solid citizen. You're a taxpayer. You're a homeowner. You're a parent. You've never been convicted of a crime. Of course you're going to pass. It's like the sheriff of my county here in North Dakota, who I know, and who's a great guy, just retired, and he wrote an article for the newspaper in which he said 98% of the people that apply for a concealed carry with me, I approve it, because these are fine people up here in North Dakota. And he said, I want you to have a concealed carry, and I want to approve it for you. The only people I'm going to disapprove are people that are, you know, total losers who shouldn't have a gun. And that's you know, that is a background check for a concealed carry. That's happening right now. And it's working in your favor. It's working to your benefit. But what Donald Trump has done, here's another thing he's done. He's shown in the public relations war here, he has shown, I want to solve everything around this, you know, these mass shootings. And so he's saying, I want to take some action. I want to do something. Well, that's great. He's taken the moral high ground. He's not like a turtle just crawling under a rock and saying, you know, we can't do anything. Don't do anything. Don't touch anything. No action. Now, this isn't going to produce legislation, folks. It is not going to take your guns away. It is not going to take your right to self-defense away. Donald Trump is not going to do that. So it's brilliant on his part. He's changed the discussion from, notice one of the things he said, It's the mind that pulls the trigger that shoots the gun, not the gun. It's the person who pulls the trigger, and he's addressing that. And so now the discussion becomes all these people killing hundreds and hundreds of people in Chicago, all of these illegal aliens killing thousands of decent Americans, murdering them. That becomes the subject. The people killing. And that's not a subject that the left wants opened up. I'll give you an example. And just this last weekend thing, Dayton and El Paso. In Dayton, the killer turns out to be a left, crazy left winger, an Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas supporter, an Antifa supporter. The left doesn't want to talk about the shooters. They want to talk about the gun. Donald Trump has changed the subject. And then let's also talk about what happened there. The shooter started shooting. He was allowed, 20 seconds after he started shooting, the police of Dayton, very courageously, these people who support Donald Trump, pretty much 100% cops in America, they opened fire on the shooter 20 seconds after he started killing people. They charged him very bravely, responding to Donald Trump's leadership. They did what he has inspired them to do. They risked their lives. You can see them in the video with handguns charging a guy with, I don't know what he had, some kind of a semi-auto AR-15, something like that. A complete mismatch. They were charging him with their handguns, and about 20 seconds after they very courageously charged him, they had him on his ass dead. Now that's, what does that demonstrate, folks? The way to handle a crazy person who's shooting other innocent people is kill him quickly. And kill him with a gun. So have lots of people around that person with a gun in their pocket or on their belt who will open fire within 20 seconds and end that person's life. That's the solution. That's the gun control. That's the crazy person control that Donald Trump endorses. That's where this subject is going. Remember when he talked about school shooters? Well, maybe we need to have armed teachers. He's saying, let's have not less guns, more guns. Let's have people trained and ready to shoot. And we'll have very polite people, the way they did in the old Wild West in a saloon, with everybody's got a .44 on their hip, and everybody's very polite to everybody else in there. It's please and thank you, ma'am, and yes, sir. So that's where Donald Trump is going with this. And now let's see. Let's go to Phil. Phil in Florida. Phil, are you there?
How am I coming in?
Yeah, you're fine. You sound fine. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Yeah, just speak up and tell us.
Okay, you were talking about the sheriff there in North Dakota that he allows people to have concealed carry permits.
98% of those who apply, yes.
Yeah, in North Dakota, you don't need a permit to own a gun. You don't need a permit.
No, not a,
you can
not
put
a permit
a,
to
put a gun.
No, a, yeah,
you
a,
don't
a
need
concealed
a
carry.
You don't need any permit. You can just put a gun in your pants in North Dakota. There's no concealed carry. There's no open carry. You can carry a gun in the glove box of your car. You can carry it underneath your jacket. So I don't know what you're talking about, this sheriff issuing permits. There are no permit laws in North Dakota to carry a gun.
Well, you live in Florida, and you're telling, I'm reading from the newspaper article of the sheriff.
Because I'm very familiar with the gun laws in North Dakota because I have farmland in North Dakota. Okay? You don't need a permit to carry a gun in North Dakota. So I don't know what you're talking about, the sheriff's
issuing permit. Concealed carry is not carrying
a gun. Concealed carry. You don't need a concealed
carry.
Okay,
I'll tell you what.
You can just go buy the gun.
Well, Phil, hang on. this sheriff who served like about six terms here, he's the only elected police officer in the county. He's loved. He's now a county commissioner. He knows what he's doing. And so, okay, so let's, you have another
You're
point.
Not telling the truth.
Okay.
You're not telling the truth. You don't need a permit to own a gun in North Dakota.
Okay. All right. I didn't. Okay. You change the subject each time. Concealed carry, not permit to own a gun. Two different subjects.
You don't. You could. You don't need any permit in North Dakota to own a gun.
Okay.
No permit.
Wait a minute. Do you have wax in your ears? You just changed the subject in each sentence. Permit for concealed carry. That's different. You don't need a permit to own a gun. Concealed carry is a different thing.
You do not need a permit to carry a gun in North Dakota. Under your jacket, in your pants, or in the glove box of your car.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Phil, we've got your... Okay, Phil, we've got the sheriff of my county. We've got your opinion. Okay, now, let's go... That isn't going to get resolved. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
You can resolve it easily. You can resolve it easily. All you got to do is look up the law of North Dakota. There is no law that...
Okay, Phil, thank you very much for your opinion from Florida on the law in my county and the practice of my sheriff. Front page, full front page article by the sheriff who's been here for decades. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about? This isn't going to proceed anywhere.
Jamie, okay. Who are the crazy people? Who are the crazy people?
Okay, there's no one group of crazy people, but I'd say anybody who goes into a crowd of innocent people and starts mowing them down is...
Trump is going to keep us from getting the gun. He's going to protect us from the crazy people. Please define the crazy people that want to buy a gun, the crazy people.
Oh, well, that's one reason there isn't going to be any law trying to figure out who are the crazy people, because here's where it's going to go. The people who shouldn't have guns, here's what Donald Trump does. He's a very scientific man. In every case with these shooters, just about every case, the person who ends up acting insane and going out and killing innocent people showed many signs before they did it that they were crazy, that they were filled with hate and rage, and that they were acting out. What Donald Trump is telling the world is, hey, when you spot somebody like this, don't be silent. Tell somebody and get this guy, don't let this guy fester. Some of these various high schools, they just ignored the person. And Donald Trump is saying, we've got to deal with the real problem, which is a crazy person who murderously wants to kill people. And we can deal with that.
So, how do we know who wants to kill people, Jamie?
Oh, I would say people who go online and put out a text saying, I want to kill as many people as I can as quickly as possible. I think when a guy says that and has a picture of himself and it tells you exactly how he wants to do it, I think that's a pretty good hint.
How will they know who that person is?
How about the mothers, the family members, the girlfriends, okay, who talked with their shooter person, who then went on to actually do what they had been talking about. So what the president is saying is for our society to grow some balls, and when somebody's acting totally insane, deal with it the way we used to deal with it. If somebody looked like a whack job, you dealt with that person as if they are a whack job. You did not give them kumbaya respect.
Would you consider James Traficant a crazy person?
I think he's a tremendous hero.
Well, you think he's a tremendous hero, but the ADL would think he's a crazy person.
Okay.
He said some very anti-Semitic things.
Okay, all right.
They wouldn't give him a gun.
Okay, what Donald... Yes, no, they wouldn't. That's true. But that's not what Donald Trump's talking about. There is a category. Hang on, this is so obvious, Phil. It doesn't need to get complicated.
Oh, it's obvious,
there is such a thing among our human population as totally psychotic, totally murderous people. These people, like this Robert Ramirez guy out in California, various other people, the zebra killer. These are insane people. Charles Manson. These are sick, demented people who want to kill people. It's not that impossible to identify these people or find them. Like Charles Manson, his insanity was known to many people. But they treated it, they didn't deal with this guy as the crazy man that he was. The Beach Boys knew Charles Manson. Go ahead.
Jamie, Charles Manson wasn't at the scene of any crime.
Okay, now
he wasn't
now
at
you're
the scene
splitting.
Of any
now
crime.
Okay, that's another
that's
topic here. Yes, he's a cult
exactly,
leader.
But
I got
you're
it.
Lying, Jamie, you're lying. You're lying, Jamie. You don't know. You're saying that Charles Manson was a crazy person, but he wasn't even at the scene of any of those crimes.
Wait. You don't think Charles Manson, with a swastika carved into his forehead with a knife, was crazy?
After he was in prison, maybe. But he was not at any of those crimes, maybe.
Okay, all right. Jamie, so before that, Charles
Manson... not at the crime scene.
Okay, all right. So, all right, Phil, do you have any other short last thought? Because that last one, I mean, that was a topper for me, Phil. I'm sorry. If you can't see that Charles Manson was a murderous sociopath, I mean, there isn't much for us to talk about.
Well, I'm just saying that is
he
an
wasn't at the
fact.
Scene. He wasn't at the scene. Wow. Oh, that takes care of it. Okay, listen,
Jamie,
Phil. Thank you. Let's try again here. Let's go back to the president, folks. I need a little relief here for a second. Let's go back to a font of sanity here with the president and see what his most recent tweet is. Let's go down the list here and find one that's refreshing to patriots. Here's one. Brad Parscale, who is the campaign chairman for Donald Trump 2020, he puts up a tweet that the president retweets 8 hours ago. He says, "We must enforce our laws." Now that's, by the way, that's one of the areas where Donald Trump is going with, well, how do you stop insane people, murderous, evil people from threatening you, the good Americans, the law-abiding people? How do you stop it? One way is to enforce our laws. That's what Brad Parscale says. And he's speaking for Donald Trump. He then says, he puts down two pictures of two really nasty-looking illegal aliens. These are in the president's tweet. So remember, it's the president who's putting this up in front of 63 million followers on Twitter. Two nasty-looking gangbangers. And then Parscale says, both suspects are illegal aliens. One was ordered removed but never left. The other was deported and illegally returned. Democrats must work with Donald Trump to enforce the border. So what's Brad Parscale? That's murderous, murder control. There's nothing about guns there. It's about these two nasty people who, if we enforce our laws, these people would never have been allowed in. If they'd been thrown out, they would have been kept out. And then Brad Parscale says, Democrats' open borders plan is not the answer. And then there's some, I won't read it here, it's so unmentionable, the crimes of these two people. I'm not even going to read it over the air. But that's an example of Donald Trump and the Second Amendment. And I like those cops. Those cops in Dayton. Look at that video of those cops, two hands on a handgun. Imagine being in that position, folks. And they had no warning. They don't have their body armor on. They're not a SWAT team. These are cops who jumped out of their squad cars or ran down the street with their sidearm in their hand. And they're facing a guy with an AR-15, and they're blasting away at him, and they put him on the ground. That's what the president supports. And he wants you to have that concealed carry sidearm so that if there aren't cops right there, right then, it's you facing off with a guy with an AR-15 and putting him on the ground. We'll be right back after this.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Back before Elvis.
And who is the caller here? We got a bunch of callers online. I got Chris in looks like Hawaii. I'd love to go to Chris, and I'll try to do that. But let me just read here from the Herald, Grand Forks Herald, up here in North Dakota. It says it's an article about the mayor who says he has a concealed carry permit and generally has a gun on him, and he says, I don't want to be a victim. Then let's get down to the sheriff. This person, just know-it-all, thinks, well, you don't need to have a concealed carry permit. Sheriff Rost, let's see here, said he ends up rejecting 4 or 5 concealed carry applications per year. And then they interview other sheriffs. Grand Forks County Sheriff Bob Rost is in charge locally of approving concealed carry permits. So I guess he doesn't know what he's doing, right? Bill, down there in Florida with the farmland. Okay, let's see if we can get Chris in Hawaii. Chris, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, what's up? Yeah, what's on your mind? We only have a few seconds. Give it to me.
Mr. Kelso, we spoke before. I called you on your private line and before, and we had a nice long conversation. I just wanted to call and say thank you for all the work you do in supporting our president. like Teddy Roosevelt said, everybody out there thinks it's easy to be the man in the arena, but it's not. Donald Trump is doing all he can to save this republic. And I have to say that the Chinese communists are laughing their butts off every time they hear conservatives call up and want to chop his legs out from underneath him for lip service he's giving to gun control. That's what we do as conservatives, unfortunately, is we get into a circular firing squad and shoot each other in the knees and in the feet so we cannot survive.
Let me praise you. You're doing a better job than I do. I'll tell you what, if you were sitting here with me, I'd just give you the microphone. You're expressing the ideas I'm trying to express more articulately than I express them. Thank you, sir.
Well, I just couldn't take it anymore. I listen to your show every day, and I have to say I was kind of bummed out, really bummed out the few weeks it wasn't on. I'm a carpenter, 39 years old, have four kids here in Hawaii, and, you know, I'm 100% behind the Republic, but I have to tell you that the Chinese infiltration is strong, and if we don't team together as conservatives and realize that Donald Trump is our one last hope at this moment, because there are rhinos trying to take him out, be it whether Marco Rubio, be it whether Ben Shapiro, or if it's leftists trying to take him out. If Joe Biden becomes president, if any of these other leftists become president, you think that red flag laws are the worst thing we're going to have to deal with trying to get a gun?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
insane.
Yeah, Chris, you got it. So you got it. And I love your comment when you said lip service. Yes, you're recognizing the depth of Donald Trump.
The deal.
Yeah, beautiful. Chris, call in more often. Thank you, brother. You're more articulate than I am. All right. We'll see you all again. We'll see you all, Chris included, in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. See you then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.